Amen. Just regarding a few halachot, to summarize in today's shiur, the gabeh hilchot Hanukkah. The question always arises on Hanukkah, do you have yeshiva boys that are in a dormitory, or girls in a girls' school dormitory, and they have parents that are living at home? The parents, of course, are going to light the menorah in the house. Are the kids in the yeshiva nigrad? Are they drawn after their parents, or do they have to light their own menorah in the yeshiva? So, Hachem ben Tzion and Hachem Abaya agree on one case for sure, where they're living, let's say, in the same time zone. For example, the boy's in America, and the guy's in Lakewood studying, or the guy's in Israel, and he lives in Jerusalem, he's studying in Bnei Berak. Same time zone, he has a parent living in the house. So automatically everybody agrees the parent covers the child in that case, because he's still considered living at home. When he's sick, he goes home, because he's local. For Shabbatot, he comes home. He's still connected to the house, even though he's eating in the yeshiva, sleeping in the yeshiva, but the father's paying the tuition, and the father's still connected, obviously. So therefore, he's considered as part of his household. And the rule is, once the household is lighting, everybody who's part of the household is covered. So therefore, he does not have to light in the yeshiva. On the contrary, if he wants a light without a beracha, good luck. But it's asur for him to make a beracha, because it'd be beracha lebatala, because he's covered with his parents. That's a simple case where there's no argument between Hachem Abaya and Hachem ben Tzion. The case where it gets a little tricky is where, let's say, the boy is from New York and he's studying in Jerusalem. Like we have many of our children, they go to study in Eretz Yisrael. So, what's the difference? Bottom line, he still has a parent at home. He's still, father's paying tuition, and he still visits from time to time when there's vacation. However, the dynamic is a little different. First of all, he doesn't come home that often. It's not like if he's sick, God forbid, he's not going to run back home. He sticks it out. Number two, the time zone is different. And therefore, by the time Hanukkah, the lighting time hits in Israel, it's not the time for America. So his time comes first. So in that case, Rabbi Hachem ben Tzion clearly says that the guy in the yeshiva, since his chiyuv comes first, and he's there out of state, out of country, therefore the yeshiva is considered his house, and therefore he has to light with a beracha. Hachem ben Tzion, that case, says no. Doesn't matter. Bottom line, he still has a house in America. He goes with his father. What's the difference when the chiyuv is? Bottom line, the chiyuv is on the house. So when the house lights, he'll be covered. It doesn't go on him personally. But Hachem ben Tzion does concede that if he wants to make a beracha, he can. So there is an agreement in that case with Hachem ben Tzion and Hachem Avadya in this case, which means Hachem ben Tzion says in this case he has to light with a beracha. Hachem Avadya says he does not, but if he wants to, he can. However, the mahlokin between Hachem ben Tzion and Hachem Avadya would be in a reverse case. In the case where they live in a different time zone, and the time of the parents comes first. For example, let's say they're living in Europe, and the parents are lighting earlier than they're lighting in Eretz Yisrael. Or it's in, he says, the case of Iran, where the time is earlier than Israel, let's say, earlier. So therefore, the parents are lighting first, and then Israel comes. Chaim Avadya says clearly in that case, since the parents are lighting first, he's coming with the parents. In this case, Chaim says, even such, since he's an out-of-town yeshiva, he still should make a beracha and light on his own, because the different time zones separates him from the house. Halakha lema'aseh, we're going to hold that whenever a yeshiva boy is in yeshiva, and he has parents lying for him in the house, he does not have to light in the yeshiva. If he wants to light without a beracha, matov man na'im, but he does not. Nor does he have to make a beracha, nor should he make a beracha. Again, as long as somebody's lighting for him in the house, the halakha says he is covered with the berachot, whether it's Israel, whether it's Israel, New York, it doesn't matter the scenario. In all cases, the Hachem Avadya will hold that as long as the parents are lighting, he's part of their household. If he's part of their household, he is covered.